Welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner with your hosts, Nathan Graves 989 and Nightshade 04. Now grab your Mo Pirates and your Rose Driver, because it's time for the Tokusatsu Corner!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner, your weekly dose of Tokusatsu. Hi, my name is Nathan Graves 989, and with me, as always, is
Nightshade!
And welcome to episode 7 of the Tokusatsu Corner.
Alright, you want to get started?
Well, this is the first show after we had our 1-1 live show, which went off well.
Alright, considering the problems we had.
Yeah, we apologize for those of you who showed up to our live show and were experiencing difficulties. That was like the first time that's ever happened with me and Vocal. I guess
first time I could ever like join the friggin' call in Vocal. And see what you're all talking about. That was a bummer.
But we managed to work it out, and it, when everything was working, it went off well.
All things considered.
Yeah. But anyway, let's move on to last week's trivia winners. And the trivia question was, how many Zectors were there in Kamen Rider Kabuto? And the answer Nightshade was looking for was 10. And those 10 being Kabuto, Attack, Zippy, Drake, Sasord, Kick Hopper, Punch Hopper, Kokosas, Kitaro, Heracross.
You said Kokosas, right?
Yeah.
Alright.
And those are the 10 he was looking for. And R2.
And then Dark Kabuto.
And Dark Kabuto. And not only did our trivia winners list those off, they also listed off Perfect Zector and the Hyper Zector.
Awesome. And who are our winners?
Congratulations to Blitzkrieg Dragon 13 and Exodia the Forbidden One for the second week in a row. Good job, guys.
Alright, Exodia. Keep it up.
Up there with DKRE and Ninja Shadow Tales for two week winners. But it's time for the Tokusatsu News Corner, which starts now. Alright, starting off the Tokusatsu News Corner, it's, Tokusatsu News.
Yeah.
Toei has their own YouTube channel, and this is actually some pretty big news, because they're actually allowing other countries outside of Japan to view the Tokusatsu series that they have on YouTube.
Awesome.
Now, these series include Gavan, Go Ranger, Kamen Rider V3, Kikaider, Kamen Rider Agito, Kaku Ranger, and the like. The only problem is, since they are from Japan, they have no subtitles. They're completely raw, but this is still really cool.
I think so, yeah. I mean, it sounds amazing.
I think this is one of the few times that we can actually view their product legally without having to go to through third-party sites to watch just to watch their stuff.
True enough.
But hopefully they do more of this, like with like later Kamen Rider series, and even more Sentai series, and maybe adding subs and tint.
I think the only thing that could make it better is if we get a channel in America devoted entirely to Tokusatsu.
That would be great, like a Toei channel, with all
Toei all the time.
Yeah, and we'd be able to have our own superhero time.
Yeah, I have my own superhero time already. I got a ton of their toys.
All right, moving on to our next story, and it's Kamen Rider Foes news.
Alright, what's up?
A few shows ago, we mentioned that a video was leaked of the Kamen Rider Foes trailer that aired at the Prince Conference for the series. And now the trailer has officially been released out on YouTube.
Right.
And not only that, it's been subtitled, so you get to know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't have to fucking guess what they're saying. But I can kind of guess, because after watching so many tokusatsu shows, some words kind of stick with you, and you kind of know what they're saying.
And not only that, a 15-second promo was also released out onto the internet for Kamen Rider Folks, and this was also seen at the end of Kamen Rider O's episode 47, and you can view it right now. Kamen Rider 生誕40周年記念作品 3, 2, 1変身宇宙来た新番組仮面ライダーフォーゼ9月4日日曜朝8時スタート And yeah, I thought that promo was short and sweet and got to the point and it was really well done. I liked it.
I think the belt noises are growing on me. 3, 2, 1 Of course I can't do it right, but because it's a synthesized voice, but I still like the way it counts down.
Yeah, I like the... I've always liked the noises that the Foes driver made.
Yeah. I really hope, like, as my colleague has told me once before, I really hope I'm wrong in saying that this series is gonna suck, because if we have to watch just this, and it turns out it's terrible, it's gonna be a pretty long fucking year.
Yeah.
And I hope it doesn't suck. Because O's has given us a lot to work with.
We can only hope, and we'll find out in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Anyway, moving on to next piece of news, which is more Kamen Rider Foes news.
Alright.
And after the success of Kamen Rider Climax Heroes O's, Bandai Namco will be releasing another installment of the video game series called Kamen Rider Climax Heroes Foes.
Gee, that sounds oddly familiar.
Not...
Where does that sound so familiar?
Not only will this include the previous roster from the previous game and including our new Kamen Rider, it will also include Kamen Rider Ichigo, Nigo, V3, Amazon, Black, and Black RX. And
yeah, all are great except for Amazon.
And Shadow Moon will be one of the bosses in the game.
Oh, I love Shadow Moon.
And this is just awesome that they're releasing a game and having more Showa writers in it. And the game will be released this winter for the PlayStation Portable.
Alright, guess who's gotta illegally download that?
Not us, because we support Tokusatsu legally.
Oh yeah, wink wink.
And now we move on to some Ultraman news.
Oh, Ultraman, that's a first. Let's hear it.
Ultraman's 45th anniversary is coming up. And to celebrate, Casio has announced a special edition Ultraman camera.
Really?
Yup.
What's so special about this camera?
Well, it's a digital camera like normal, but on the front it has a image of Ultraman doing his Ultraman pose, as well as silhouettes of the other Ultraman. And it's not that, it's just the camera, but also it has like those like built-in frames that you can make like crazy pictures with.
Yeah.
And they're all Ultraman oriented. And I can give you all the specs, but y'all can read that yourself with the link down below. And as we talk, a few pictures will be popping up of the camera and those frames itself. And the camera itself is going to cost 29,800 yen.
Doesn't sound that bad.
Well, that in American currency is about just under $400.
Like I said, that doesn't sound so bad. I mean, all good things considering, it's a digital camera. I don't expect it to be like $45.
It's funny, I told our colleague Zero Master about this camera, and when I was telling him about it, he assumed that it was like a camera in the shape of Ultraman's head.
What the fuck?
You know what? For $400, I would buy a camera in the shape of Ultraman's head.
Hell yeah. Not only that, if they can make it human size, I'll wear it all around town, just taking pictures all day with my head. Like, sup, everybody? So you gotta take the helmet off. Not a chance. This is way too much fun.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving along after that bit.
To some Power Rangers news.
Alright.
And this has to do with the upcoming Power Rangers season, which would be the adaptation to Go Sager.
Go Sager?
Go Sager.
Alright.
What we have here are audition sites for the Pink and Yellow Rangers, Pink Ranger being named Sadie, and the Yellow Ranger being named Ava, I'm assuming.
It's a sexy name. Ava. It is, I'm not gonna deny it.
And, like I said, these sides are used for the audition sides that the actors use to audition for these parts. And we'll have a link to those sites down below. And you know what? If you're a girl and you're listening to this for some strange reason...
If you're a girl and you just happen to be listening to us nerds ramble on about Power Rangers...
why don't you send us your renditions of the script? Either do it by yourself or do it with a friend. Just send us, like, your rendition. Fuck, even if you're a guy, do it. I don't care. Send that.
No, man, we gotta wait for the... when a guy does it, it's gotta be like Epic Red Ranger or whatever, something like that. I mean, as fun as it would be to hear guys talk like that, I much prefer to hear them like play a Red Ranger or a Blue Ranger or Black.
Alright. So if you're a girl and you happen to be listening to us, send us your rendition of these sides. Send that over to tokusatsucorner@gmail.com.
I'll be surprised if we get even one.
If we do, that'd be hilarious. It'd be reassuring to know that there is at least one girl listening to this podcast.
Alright.
Moving on to the final piece of news. And it's on Super Sentai news.
Hit me.
Alright. There are rumors swarming around the Toku community about the name for the next Super Sentai series.
Oh, we're not even halfway done and they're already talking about new ones?
But these are just rumors, but this rumor going around saying that the next season is going to be called Genki Sentai Baru Danger.
What does that mean?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't speak Japanese.
We gotta Google that afterwards.
But again, this is just a rumor. Don't take this seriously. If anything does come up within the time we record this and within the time the show goes up, a note will pop up here or wherever.
Or here. Or here. Or here.
Or there.
Or maybe it'll pop up on you.
That's a scary thought. But anyway, it'd be kind of interesting to find out what Genki Sentai Baru Danger could possibly be, especially considering how epic Gokaiger is right now.
I don't know how you can top Gokaiger right now. They got all the powers of the past season. You better give them some incredible fucking powers. Their power is, well, they're God. They're all God. To admit, that sounds a lot better than having the power. Alright, that sounds almost as good as having all the powers of the previous Sentai.
But, I don't know. Like, they gotta... What hasn't been done? Like, a lot of things have been done. This is the first time I believe they've done pirates with Gokaiger, and what else can they do?
They done a robot theme yet?
Well, they have...
Like, all of it. Well, I know they have big robots, but... Can they just turn into robots or something? I mean,
I don't know.
But I'm just saying shit now. I don't even know.
But that was the last bit of news. And all these news stories were brought to you by JEFusion.com, the Japanese entertainment blog. So go to JEFusion.com for tokusatsu, anime, and various entertainment news. And with that, I believe it's time for the Toku Music Moment.
All right, and what's our music theme going to be this week? It's going to be our favorite song, Supernova,
by Tetrafang. And we'll be right back with our discussion topic.
All right, Angel.
Welcome back to the corner. That was Supernova by Tetrafang.
Great piece of music.
Yeah, and actually, if y'all didn't know, That was sung by the same actor who played Wataru in Kiva.
I'm not surprised. They have a slow trend building up to this, where the riders sing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Anyway, let's move on to our discussion topic. But, sadly, none of you asked us any questions.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with that?
I mean, I know we had a crappy live show, but come on, we don't need to be punished with no questions.
Yeah, douche noses.
Did you say douche noses?
Yes. Shut up, I'm mad. No questions makes Nightshade angry.
But we do have a backup plan that we came up with 5 minutes before we started the show.
We made up our own question in your face, douche!
And we're going to be talking about the costume designs in Kamen Rider.
We're going to go back all the way to the first one, or are we going only to the Showa era?
Oh, there's a lot to cover, and there's a lot of costumes I have yet to see, but let's start off with something we both know. Double.
Simple costume design, but very awesome. Because it fits the theme.
Yes.
I love all the forms. I especially love Bang Joker. That's probably my favorite one.
It looks the most intimidating.
Yeah, I mean, you have a raptor, a velociraptor on your belt. It's roaring at you. What the fuck do you say to that? Oh, nice.
But after, like, after seeing Masked Rider, Double's costume...
I'm sorry.
Double's costume was the first Kamen Rider costume I had seen in 15 years. Give or take.
That kind of costume design?
Like a
unique costume design?
Yeah, like, it looked cool. It wasn't too flashy, it wasn't too bland. It just worked out perfectly.
Yeah, honestly, when I was watching Double and I saw the new promotion for O's, I'm like, oh my god, this is so awesome and funny! Like, I thought it was going to be really cool. At the same time, I was laughing because red, yellow, green, because we all know that's a stoplight. And I was just laughing the whole time, like, oh my god, this is going to be so cool! It's going to be a lighthearted season and we won't have to worry too much about drama and shit. Little did I know that Kamen Rider is known specifically for drama.
Yeah.
Make people's lives miserable. So, naturally, I was surprised that the theme got super fucking dark. But that's a nice surprise.
Right, I say we work our way backwards and then go back to our current season and our future season. So, going backwards, that goes to. Actually, should we just talk about the main riders, or...?
I don't know. A lot of the other riders were pretty unique, too. I mean, we really can't go into great detail because of the time limit, but...
So how about we just focus on the main riders, then? Our main heroes. Well, I
mean, our main heroes, and I guess one side rider, I guess?
Okay, so...
This is fair, because most of them only have one side rider, except for Fize and Ryuki and Hibiki and...
Kiba and Double and...
Doubles.
But anyway, still on Double, talk about XL.
XL was kind of an odd rider for me. I mean, his helmet did not look anything, you know... It didn't look... anything splashy. It was just a motorcycle helmet with an A on it. But when he went into trial mode, everything changed. It looked awesome. I mean, granted, the XL suit was cool up to the helmet. I mean, the helmet's just kind of bland for me. I mean, what did you think?
Well, at first I didn't like XL, but as the series got on, he grew on me and quickly became a favorite. But especially when he became XL Trial, that's when he became really badass. That's when the suit became more sleeker and the helmet really stood out.
Oh yeah, big step up from the A on the helmet to, holy shit, what is that?
Yeah, no kidding. And I think that's enough. Moving back the year to Kamen Rider Decade.
Can we not?
We gotta.
You suck. Decade's costume design was...
He's pink.
Yeah. What the fuck? I mean, we gotta show pictures of these riders. I mean, especially now. I mean, Decade should pop up about here. If you don't know what he looks like, then thank your lucky stars you've not seen the show. Ugh, it was an awful season.
When I think of the Destroyer of Worlds, I don't think of somebody in pink.
That's fucking weird. I mean, just make them like the fan people made them. Gray, yellow, and black. That would have been such a much more awesome design as opposed to pink. But let's get onto the Side Rider. The end. Major difference. A much better design, in my opinion. He's blue, yellow, and black. With a gun. That's what a Destroyer of Worlds should look like. He should look like that. What do you think?
Yeah, well, he has a similar design to Decade. It's not exact, but yeah, the color, it makes it look much better.
Well, I mean, the design's a little different. I mean, yes, he's got the black lines and all, but at least he looks a bit more intimidating. Or not intimidating, but I guess he looks more badass. That's the word.
Yeah. And I know...
Anything, he should have been the star of the show, because he can summon the riders. I mean, what's better than having an army of riders behind you?
He was Bosco before Bosco was Bosco.
He was Bosco before Bosco was cool. And even now, I'm still questioning if Bosco's cool.
He was Bosco without the
monkey. That's an entirely different subject. That fucking monkey. Don't get me started. That's another discussion for another time. Anyway, let's move back another year to Kamen Rider Kiva.
Before we do, I need to make one quick mention. Kamen Rider Kivala, fucking awesome design. Okay, moving on to Kiva.
No. Now you brought up Kivala, we have to mention her. She had to be in Kiva. She had to have been in Kiva. Because Decade is just total garbage. I mean, if that kind of awesome costume design was to be in Decade, I would think they cheated and took some people hostage from Kiva and like, make this or we'll shoot you! And we'll kill your families and skin them alive and wear them as man suits. I really think they were that desperate. Alright, let's move back a year to Kiva. Now that was a costume design. Look at it. It's just intimidating. It's got chains on it. It's so intimidating it needs chains. Oh my god. And he took four different forms. He took Kiva Garu, Kiva Basha, Kiva Doga, and Kiva Combine. Kiva Combine referring to all three of them. But things got really cool when he got Tetsuo. Oh, then his costume. I think he just became that default rider from that point on when he got the Supernova costume.
The Emperor form, yeah.
Yeah, Emperor form. Let's call it Supernova because it sounds cooler. But Emperor form is just as cool.
Well, I heard that they use the Emperor form so much is because the original Kiva costume was so heavy that the stunt actor couldn't really work that well in it.
It would make sense because of the bulky design and how it would just feel awkward to look at sometimes when he was trying to do a punch or a kick. When he was doing that from then on, it just felt more natural.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about his Side Rider. Which Side Rider should we talk about? Ixa?
We gotta. He was the first rider to show up after Kiva.
Alright then. Kamen Rider Ixa. Kinda bland, if you ask me. I didn't really like his design at first. But then when he got the eyes, it was a lot cooler. Then when he got the Ixa Ultimate form, that was a big improvement. I fell in love with that suit right away. Armor breaks off, and then he gets his gun, and it's just awesome. What do you think?
Yeah, I like Ixa.
Ixa Rising, that's it.
I like all three forms of Ixa, actually.
I didn't like the first one. It didn't have the eyes, where it just looked like a knight, but it didn't look like a knight suit. I mean, it just kind of looked... It looked awkward to me. I guess you could call it the 1986 model.
Yeah.
As opposed to the 2008 model.
And also, there are other writers, but we'll leave them for another day. Maybe. Saga looks so fucking cool. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, alright, let's move back another year to Denno?
Kamen Rider Denno.
Yeah, Denno. Denno, I like to call this the Pokemon season, because hear me out. This is the Pokemon season for me, because he had other people do his fighting for him. I mean, they took over his body, and they just started acting on their own.
Well, if they took over his body, wouldn't it be kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh?
I just think they're more like Pokemon as opposed to... If Yu-Gi-Oh had four forms, if Yu-Gi could, like, take on four personalities, I'm sorry, that sounded retarded. Anyway, you have Denno Sword Form, Denno Rod Form. Get your heads out of the gutter, people. That's not what we're talking about. Denno Axe Form and Denno Gun Form. And then there was Denno Liner Form. I think that was the only form he could actually control his own body.
Wasn't there another form? Yeah.
Survive Form, that's it. Wait. Survive Form?
Is that what it's called?
Don't know.
Oh, well, anyway.
Yeah, annotation will pop up here for the correction. We win! And then he had the Side Rider Alter Form. Or Alter. Kamen Rider Alter. I don't know, he didn't seem as epic until he got into Zenotros form.
Yeah.
Where he got his awesome cape and his awesome sword and guns on his cape. It was really cool. The drill on his face. Anyone who makes a Gurren Lagann reference will be shot on sight. Anywho, what do you think?
Well, with Denno, the only forms I really liked was the gun form and survive. I really didn't feel the other forms that much.
I liked survive because it was a dragon. I'm really into dragons. And, same here. It wasn't really much of a... There wasn't many forms that I liked. I mean, I felt like some of them were kind of half-assed. Like, the sword form. They were kind of doing, like, one was supposed to be a beetle, another one was supposed to be a turtle, another one's supposed to be a rhinoceros or a bear or something. And then another one was a dragon. But didn't feel... Some of them just seemed half-assed.
So let's move back another year to Kamen Rider Kabuto.
Kabuto. I like this season. Pros will disagree with me, but that will be when we get to this point. I don't know. Kabuto's design was that of a beetle, obviously. And it looked really mechanical, which I love. I love suits that are machinery as opposed to magic or sorcery or living things or something like that. It's really hard to describe in words. It's just pure awesome. I love the design. What about you?
Yeah, Kabuto's design was fantastic. I didn't like much the cast form, but once he cast that armor off, shit was about to go down.
He looked like a Gundam. People have made that reference to Gundam O's or Gundam 00. Gundam 00, where that big fucking Gundam casts off his armor and turns into Nodle or something like that. I'm saying that right. But yeah, I fell in love with the suits right away. All of them are awesome and full of cool. How about you?
Yeah, I really liked the designs on the costumes, and like you said, it was really nice to see something mechanical, like man-made, like kind of like a Birth from Oz, but we'll talk about Birth a little bit later when we get to Oz.
Cool. Anyway, let's talk about Gattak. Gattak, I guess you can call him the sidekick. That's what I call him, the sidekick. That's what he does. His beetle, the stag beetle form, felt more like a Blue Ranger suit, didn't it?
Yeah, and he also had swords on his fucking shoulders.
That's pretty cool. But I felt like he was more of a Blue Ranger than as opposed to his own Kamen Rider, which was kind of disappointing. But I still like the suit.
Suit looks cool. Plus, fucking shoulder swords.
Yeah. Anyway, we should probably go back another year in time.
To your favorite series, Kamen Rider Hibiki.
Fuck Hibiki and all it stands for.
Okay. I'll admit, I have yet to see Hibiki. I've seen the costume design. I really like it. I really like the costume design. I think it works really well, especially with the type of story that they're going with.
I like Hibiki's suit, but it's just, I don't know. I don't like the others. The weapon premise, the fact they don't say Henshin, the fact
tuning
that,
fork.
Shut up. God damn it. Anywho, there were like a bunch of secondary riders. I mean, what the fuck? Just one coming after another, but I think we should probably mention Genki.
Alright.
Genki was probably the second rider to come out, right? I mean, he's got his Guitar of Death, supposed to be a pitchfork or some bullshit like that. Actually, I kind of like his costume design too, but I just don't like how they call out their stuff. What about you?
Didn't the other writers have, like, their weapons be instruments? Like, again, I have yet to see Hibiki.
their weapons were instruments, but I didn't like how their weapons were instruments. I felt like Kabuki was probably the only one who had a legitimate weapon. He had a sword. Fuck me. I think that was a movie writer, wasn't that?
I believe so.
Oh man, they couldn't even get it. They had to wait an entire season before they figured out, oh wait, we put in music as the main weapon. Well, we've been smoking this entire season. Give him a sword. I don't care. Yeah, what do you say? Can we please go back a season, please?
All right.
Begging you, please. To Blade.
Kamen Rider Blade.
Now,
I like
we
it.
Are, yeah, oh, yeah. No, I love it. I love it. I love this season. I had my doubts at first because when I see Blade, I think Cardcaptor Sakura, because of the way they capture their prey or monsters or whatever the hell you want to call them. But yeah, I am immediately drawn back to Cardcaptor Sakura. I'm like, oh god, is this a live action version of this shit? But I soon found out that it's not really like it. In fact, I may have misrepresented it. It's an awesome season where they just use cards to transform into riders. And they would take the card powers of said monster and they would combine them with other monsters to make awesome combinations. Sometimes they would just use that one card to finish off an enemy or severely hurt an enemy. I think the noticeable one is that Blade's costume represents the diamonds, card of diamonds.
Yeah.
Because of the chest piece.
And his king form looks freaking awesome.
Oh god, yeah. I was just sad that they couldn't do it to all the riders, but then again, I guess that wouldn't, that has to be for the main hero. Still, it would have been cool to see Garin king form, Chalice king form, Lineage king form.
So many king forms.
Yeah. I guess you have to have a queen form too. But whatever. King's the best around. Nothing's ever gonna keep me down. Alright. Alright, let's move on to the secondary rider, which is Garin. Which is surprisingly, he's supposed to be the leader. Yet he's a secondary rider. Kind of taking a new twist on things, but whatever. I can respect that. His costume design is epic. He has a gun. A gun with cards, and that is awesome.
Does he shoot said cards?
No, he uses the cards to power up his gun.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Nathan, he shoots cards.
Well, Bert shoots...
They're expected to give paper cuts to their enemies.
Well, Bert shoots metal, so fuck,
yeah,
why...
Yeah, but metal's Bert. I mean, have you ever had rocks thrown at you? Or, I mean...
Why are you comparing metals to rocks?
Because they both hurt.
Cards can hurt, too, if they turn into laser cards.
What are you talking about? It's a solid object being thrown at you, not a paper cut card. No, screw this. Slides it through, powers up his gun, and he just shoots. And his jack form is amazing. It's just awesome. Peacock feather, or I guess it's supposed to be peacock feathers. Whatever. He flies. He flies and he shoots things. That's awesome.
That's an automatic awesome.
Yeah. And let's go back another year to Fize. Yes. Let's see here. What can we say about Fize?
Tell me if I'm wrong. Isn't Fize the only Kamen Rider to use a cell phone as his henshin device?
Actually, you're right. It is the only time they used a cell phone, because back in the 80s and 90s, cell phones weren't that compact, so I guess they didn't feel like the cell phone would be a good henshin device. So, pretty sure this is the first time they used a cell phone. But, it was awesome. He just pressed 555, or Fize, and the voice they got for the phone was amazing. I love the English in the phone. Let's face it, it's cool. It's amazing. What do you think?
Yeah, I like the costume design. Although, I find it a little odd that his final form is like blaster mode with like a whole bunch of guns and shit.
I mean, you gotta...
It looks cool. Don't get me wrong, but it just... I don't know. It just seems a little
odd. You would think he would use like a giant telephone pole as his final weapon. I'm gonna use this telephone pole as a bazooka, shoot everybody. I don't know. I guess they had to make it realistic. Ooh. And, his phone would turn into a gun. That's awesome. And... I don't know. He just looked like an awesome rider. I mean, a lot of people think that he's not because of the helmet design. And what I have to say to that is, shame on you all. You should all die in a horrible, horrible blaze. That is an awesome helmet. Now let's talk about the secondary rider, Kaiza. He has a sword, a gun that turns into a sword. And as Linkar and I both agree, or probably all agree, guns that turn into swords are awesome.
So does that mean you like the right hooker from Decade?
No. That wasn't a sword. That was a half sword. You half the time he was hitting him with a block. Run Fize now. Stop talking about Decay.
I'm sorry.
Anywho, his costume design was equally as good, if not better. Especially the phone flips out like in a, as opposed to a flip phone, it flips sideways. going up. And that phone also turned into a gun for no reason. Because he has a gun sword. Or gun lightsaber. We should call it a gun lightsaber. Even better. Looked very intimidating. Looked like someone you would not want to contend with from any season. I really think he could give you a run for his money, and he did. And until he gave Fives the Excel Watch. But yeah, Kaizo was a really powerful foe to contend with. What do you think?
Yeah, I really like Kaizo's design. It works really well, especially for the season with Fives. And I think I like it more than Fives' design.
Yeah. You know what we should talk about? Because there are only three riders in the season, let's talk about Delta. Just because, you know, it's... I mean, there are only three riders. What could be the harm with Delta?
Why not?
Alright, Delta's henshin device was a little bit different. It was a gun holster, or it looked like a gun. Or a gun handle. It looked like a gun handle. It would say henshin into it, put it in the side of his belt, it would transform into Delta, then he would take it out, it would turn into a gun. Automatically cool, because your henshin device can just go right to gun mode. Just go like, henshin, go out, come in, blast, start blasting the shit out of people. Now, don't get me wrong, Fives and Kaizos are equally as cool, but I think it wins in the reload time, or something like that. His design, again, was very intimidating, very scary. I imagine he gave children nightmares, which was awesome. especially like the helmet. The helmet looked like it was trying to say something to you. What do you think?
Like, I really like Delta's design, but sadly, I have yet to see Fives. I want to watch it. It looks freaking awesome, but yeah, I really don't have much of an opinion with Fives.
It's an awesome season. I'm going to watch it again. Anywho, let's go back another season to Ryuki. Now, this is the one with the most riders in the season. There are 13 riders. And not until the movie, all of them were men, which is a sausage fest. There should be at least one girl, which there was for Fom. Their designs were odd, if I may say so. What do you think?
I didn't like Ryuki's design. I don't know, it just looks weird. Compared to everything else that we've seen, it just looks really odd. Like,
I like it, but I don't love it. I mean, yeah, it's got its obvious flaws with not a lot of armor like the other ones, or that the helmet can be odd to look out of, or that his weapon is kind of awkward to use. But, I mean, I can't hate on it. But at the same time, I can't love it. It's just in the middle for me.
I just don't like it, and I almost got killed by my dinner.
Congrats. Now, let's talk about the secondary rider, Knight. His was more believable. I liked his costume design. I felt like he should have been the main hero. Though he probably is, but I haven't seen Ryuki, so... yeah. I liked his better. His... he could fly, he could do that spinning back drill thing, he had a sword lance. It was awesome. What do you think?
I like Knight's design a hell of a lot better than Ryuki's. I feel like Ryuki should have been something similar to that, because it works really well. Knight looks really badass, and it looks like he really can fuck your shit up.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't say much more, because I haven't seen the season.
Likewise.
Let's go back another season to Agito. Agito's design was actually really cool. It was simple, but it looked badass. Unfortunately, his shining form only really changed colors, which was kind of a downer. But still looked cool.
I didn't
not
like
cool,
I didn't,
not as cool as I would like it to be, but you know.
I personally did not like his shining form. I preferred Agito's default form. It looked much more badass. The shining form just looked odd to me.
I liked it. I thought it was cool. The though, I really wish they did more than just changing colors, like a Hot Wheels car. Unfortunately, I don't really know who the secondary rider is, because again, not seen the season. So it's either Gills or G3. I guess we should do G3. I didn't like G3 at all. It was just a suit. You didn't have a belt. But then again, you have that it's made for, you know, it was made in a military installment. It was not meant to be a belt. It's just, you know, a suit. But yeah. I still didn't like it because of that.
I can see where you're going, but as far as designs go, it looks okay.
I'm not saying it looks terrible, but it should be a belt. Unfortunately, I can't say any more, because again, I haven't seen the season.
Let's go back another year then to the series that brought Kamen Rider back to TV airwaves, Kuga.
I'll let you start this one off, because I'm starting them off. I feel like you.
Yeah, great. Start me off with Kuga, you fucker. Anyway, Kuga? It was alright. It's not anything spectacular, but it was simple. It looked pretty cool. And its final form looks really badass as well. But I think my problem with Kuga is like the entire armor, like the chest piece of the armor being one solid color, like being like red or blue or whatever. And I think that's what really bothered me about Kuga's design.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the season, but as far as I know, it's about an ancient warrior that comes back to life. Because of the ancient markings on the suit, on the belt, whatever, I guess it's supposed to be older, but it looked too new. I guess I expect it to be more rustic, if that makes sense. Did he even have a secondary rider?
I'm not entirely sure. If any of y'all know, put a comment below and telling us what it is. But we move on from the past back to the present with Kamen Rider O's.
As you already know, I love the costume designs. I especially love how often they change his suit. It's phenomenal. It's probably changed the way we all look at Kamen Rider. I love the... I think my favorite forms by far is probably Taj Adol and Puto Terita, though we don't see enough of Gatakiriba, which is kind of sad. No love for Gatakiriba. I don't know, it's just a great suit, and the fact they change it as often as they do is even better.
It keeps it from becoming too dull, but yeah, I love the suit. Like, I think at first I was like everybody else, thought Tatoba looked kind of weird, but seeing it in
action...
Speak
for yourself.
During the promos, like, while Double was still going, and it was...
I still thought it was awesome before it came out. I thought it looked fun, it looked funny, but I still thought it was awesome.
I just thought it looked kind of odd, but it changed instantly when I saw the first episode. And all of the other combos look just as amazing. I think I made it already well known that my favorite combo is Shauta, along with Sugozo. Those two have, for me, have got to be the best designs out of all the combos Oz has. Let's talk about Kamen Rider Birth.
Birth is the most mechanical thing. I love the belt. It's a turnstile of little prize ball machine made into a belt. How incredible is that?
And you know what? It works. It works really well. And especially when you get to see, like, inside the helmet, it's sort of like, you see, it looks real mechanical. Like, they have, like, a target reticle going off. It'd be kind of like something Tony Stark would be seeing in his Iron Man costume.
Yeah. Basically.
But even though Bert's motif is like a gachapon, it works really well. And Bert's design is just overall amazing. The colors, the design itself, it all blends perfectly together.
Total agreement. I can't say any more than what you've already said.
And finally, we move on to our future hero, Kamen Rider Foes.
The suit has yet to grow on me. I still think it's a bit odd, but I don't hate it as much as I did before. I still hate the food droids. That's something that I will not get over for a while. If they look as retarded in the show as they do right now, then that's going to be a big fucking problem. But so far, it's not terrible. It just looks okay.
Yeah, at first, I didn't like the suit design at all. I still don't like the Foes driver.
I know, that's too big. It's too ridiculous looking.
I like the noises that it makes, but I don't like the driver itself. At first, I hated the suit. Hated it with a passion, but it's slowly grown on me. I don't hate it at all.
Like a fungus.
I think it's average now, at best. It looks okay. I still don't like the main character with his stupid fucking pompadour hairstyle.
Right, like, it looks like Maxi.
Looking like Maxi, but it's okay. Just okay.
Yeah.
And with that, that's the end of this pretty lengthy discussion topic.
Yeah, I mean, that went on for like 30-40 minutes.
But I think it worked well.
Yeah.
And if you want your questions answered in the next discussion topic, send us an email at tokusatsucorner@gmail.com or send us private messages over YouTube.
Ask questions this time.
Please. And now comes the big one, the big part of the show. It's
superhero time. Superhero time starts now!
Alright, to start off superhero time, we are going to be talking about Kaizoku Sentai Go Kaiger, episode 26!
Amazing!
Oh, yeah.
I never thought it was going to be as awesome as it was. This was incredible. Pirates and ninjas working together.
It surpassed my expectations about what was going to happen. I mean, we see the Hurricaneers change back to their own costumes and helping out the Gokaigers.
How many people do that? How many of them have done that?
None. And the fight that they had at near the end of the episode was amazing.
I think it was a bit silly, but it works for the episode. It totally, totally works. Go pirates and ninjas working together in their full suits was just icing on the cake.
Yeah, I think overall this is a fantastic episode and an awesome conclusion to this two-parter. It was a little weird seeing like a human ear on the major helmets.
That was kind of fucking hot, but
I don't.
Whatever. That was just a very, very minor turd and awesome. Awesome stew.
But that weirdness does not beat out the last week's episode with the groping.
That's still gonna be that what the fuck?
It's still holding the top spot for the did that really happen moment.
That's
and we see the Hurricaneers ultimate power and see a new form for the Gokaio, the Hurricane Gokaio.
That's probably the best form so far. Easily the best form, in my opinion.
I don't know, I liked it, but it's fucking huge. And it looks kind of goofy to me.
I thought it was perfect. It was big. It had shurikens coming out of it. It covered up its face. Because like I said before, I have an issue with mouths on Megazords because they're not eating anybody. So I felt this was an awesome Not to say that the Gokaio is a terrible Megazord. It's by far, it's not terrible at all. I just think it's kind of weird. But it looked 100 times as awesome.
It looked cool, and it was awesome. This crossover was just awesome. And what else can we say about it? Aside from keep saying that it's awesome.
If we keep saying it's awesome, that's just going to make our fans pissed off.
But it's cool. There, I didn't say it was awesome, I said it was cool.
I guess we should go on to talk about O's.
Kamen Rider O's. 47. Second to the last episode of this series.
Very heart-wrenching. Because Ankh's metal has been cracked. And that means he's going to die. That's really painful for me to say. But that's the sad truth. Next episode, it looks like that he is going to die. Though I can't say I didn't see this coming, because in the last episode, I did say that Ankh could die now. Anyone's up for grabs. And I think this episode better have the most epic ending ever. So far, they have not disappointed with, they only disappointed with one or two episodes, but minor complaints. This is just emotional now. All tearjerker moments now. They're all showing tearjerker moments.
And
it works!
Especially when you see the interaction between Hina and Ankh, you could tell that even though he's agreed he's not really alive, she still cares about him. She doesn't want him to die.
Yeah, I mean, even though he's done terrible things, he's thrown AG off of buildings, he's put their lives in danger, he even tried to keep her brother's body, but even so, she still cares about Ankh. She's got a very high tolerance level.
I think that's what they call a big heart.
True enough.
And I think, like, the hardest part about watching this is, like, seeing Eiji acting more like a greed.
See, I thought that was really cool, because now that he's got those medals, he's starting to act like a greed. And I found it weird that he hasn't been doing that, but now that he is, it's just, you know, it makes sense. He's slowly becoming the thing he's been fighting.
All to fuel his desire to protect others, to have the power to protect others. But, like, that's not the person that we grown to love throughout all these episodes. The AG that we know is a carefree guy who wants to protect others and really doesn't have any desires, but now it's just a completely different AG over these past couple episodes.
The transition is very abrupt, but it feels smooth. I kind of hope he goes back to his old ways, but I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen.
And we see another complete greed in Uva.
Lightning! I saw that coming a mile away because of his Kuwagana medal.
And actually, that gift that the president wanted to give Eiji, what do you think it could possibly be?
Medals. Tons and tons of cell medals.
No, but...
Want to explain?
But, I mean, the president had this little white box that he wanted to give to AEG, but he did not give it to him. And we don't know what's in that box. It could be anything.
Could be a cupcake. That's what I think it's going to be.
Actually, it's funny. I was actually having this discussion with our friend Light09, who made that awesome O's app, which you should download, by the way.
Later.
We were discussing what could it possibly be, and he says it could possibly be like the 10th, like each of the greed's 10th medals, so that AEG would have the upper hand, or something of the sort, and we came to the conclusion that it would either be duct tape to fix Ankh's cracked metal, or a really tiny cake, just so that the president would be trolling. But yeah, going back to what you said earlier, the cell medals. The president had the vault full of hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of cell metals. So that
infinite, it looks infinite.
So that the perfect O's would be created. But
I'm
with
curious to see that.
But with the purple metals inside AEG, all of those cell metals would turn him into the perfect greed. According to
bad news for us.
Yeah. But at the end of the episode, it looks like he's going to take those metals to get the power to stop Uva and Dr. Maki.
Oh, man. This episode is just teetering on the edge. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if... I think that he might become a greed. I really think that this might end in AG either becoming a greed or dying. Which would be awesome. The first Kamen Rider death ever. Like, first Kamen Rider main hero death.
If that does happen,
I hope it doesn't happen, but it would be a very drastic turn from what we've seen so far.
Like, it would be kind of like in Double when we thought Philip died.
I didn't like that explanation. It was in the burn. Hold on.
Actually, speaking of that, Light came to the conclusion that Philip fixed himself with duct tape, because duct tape can fix anything.
As they say in Megas XLR, when in doubt, duck it.
This episode, fantastic.
This is going to be so sad to see O's go, but we have to make room for the new hero.
Will Foes be able to handle the same kind of issues? Like, can he be the next top rider like O's was? Or is it gonna fall right flat on his face and be a flop?
I hope not. They haven't disappointed so far.
We find out our answers in 2 weeks when Kamen Rider Foes premieres, and next week, or tomorrow, when this podcast comes up, final episode of Kamen Rider Foes, episode 48.
Ah, that's painful to hear.
And you know what? We want to hear your opinions. After episode 48 airs, we want you to send us either letters, emails, or even recordings about your thoughts on Kamen Rider, the finale of Kamen Rider O's, and the series in general. Because
if you do, we'll show them on this.
We'll air them, we'll give you credit, and we really appreciate it because this series is just phenomenal.
Oh, God.
And that'll do it this week for Superhero Time. You can catch these episodes of Kamen Rider O's and Gokaiger on Overtime and TV Nihon, and on Super Sentai Planet for Gokaiger. And moving on from that, it's time to advertise.
Yeah, we're gonna whore ourselves out.
And hopefully,
you do the whoring.
Hopefully, with all this whoring, we can get some money. Anyway, if you're interested in watching Tokusatsu, check out Overtime Subs and TV Nihon. Overtime being really quick with their subs, but TV Nihon has a larger library of sub Tokusatsu series, so check them both out for up-to-date Tokusatsu stuff and for older stuff. And also check out Super Sentai Planet for 35 years of Super Sentai, and Power Rangers Planet for all seasons of Power Rangers, including Samurai. And also check out Power Rangers on Netflix, including Big Bad Beetleborgs and VR Troopers. And if you're interested in Tokusatsu toys, check out cstoysjapan.com and HobbyLinkJapan at hljpuck.com. Two great sites and two awesome distributors of Tokusatsu toys. And if you have a Facebook account, like the Kaizuko Sentai Gokaiger and Kamen Rider O's fan pages. They put up a whole bunch of fun videos. They update when episodes are out. They post up different pictures and such. And also, like the brand new Kamen Rider Foes fan page for Foes news and updates. And check out my buddy Nightshade's page at youtube.com/nightshade04 for Kamen Rider fan dubs. And send them some suggestions on stuff you want to see.
Yeah, I had none so far. Please, comment on my page. Send me private messages. I don't care. Do a video response. I don't care. Just send me requests. Please. It's driving me nuts. We can't do anything yet.
And if you have a Twitter, follow us on Twitter at Tokusatsu Corner. And if you have any questions, suggestions, videos, comments, and trivia answers, send those over to tokusatsucorner@gmail.com, and please include your YouTube username. But if you don't have an email account for some weird reason, you can send your questions and such to my YouTube channel or Nightshades. And the Tokusatsu Corner is the visual portion of Tokusatsu Corner will be up on YouTube on my channel, NathanGregs99. You would know that because you're already here. And we're on iTunes and Blip TV, but Blip TV is just hosting, being a hub for our podcast episodes. But we may have other visual content in the future, so stay tuned for that. And if you don't have iTunes, but you still want to download our podcast, download us off our RSS feed. We'll have a link to that down below. And I think that covers all the horn.
Yep.
And now we move on to the Tokusatsu Corner Trivia. And since last week we had a Kamen Rider question, this week it's going to be Super Sentai. And I'll be asking it this time. The question is, out of all 35 years of Super Sentai, what series had its theme song sung by a woman?
Now, good question.
Now, I want the series and the singer's name. And you could send that those answers over to tokusatsucorner@gmail.com or our YouTubes. And I think that's going to do it for this week. Thank you all for joining us once again. And next week, it's going to be a big one. Finale of Kamen Rider O's. It's going to actually, next 2 weeks are going to be pretty big because next week we got Foes. We got Finale of Foes, excuse me. And the week after, we got the premiere of Foes. And we might have a special show for that, actually. But enough stalling. For the Tokusatsu Corner, I'm Nathan Graves, 989.
I'm Nightshade.
And we'll see you next time.